Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everyone, welcome in live nationwide to Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world. Stick around, we got a big show. My first guest from Big Valley and Dynasty, actress Linda Evans will be joining us. Another fine actor we have not had on the show in a long time. William Devane will be here. Marlo Thomas will be joining us. And from the new season of Dancing with the Stars, Carrie Ann Inaba. Next hour, the publicist for The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, Charlie Barrett. This past Sunday marked the 61st anniversary of Johnny taking over the show back in October of 1962. John Cypher will be joining us from Spy Wars on the Smithsonian Channel. And in our lifestyle segment, we have Rachel Rudwell talking about travel and Mike Corrales with cybersecurity. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. After a pause, my first guest this first hour, Linda Evans.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, and you're listening to the music from the Big Valley, one of the stars of that great legendary television show. And our next guest is not only one of the most beautiful women in the world, but one of the most talented, and she's lived such a full life, and it's so nice to have her. She's quite a lady. She, of course, has been around since she was a minor child, just a child, nominated for an Emmy, a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, five People's Choice Awards in Broadway. Joining us right now, formerly of Dynasty and Big Valley, the beautiful, see, I'm already tang-tangled, Linda Evans. Hi, Linda. How are you, dear?
Yeah, I'm great after that introduction. My goodness, who can live up to that?
But you see, I always say that when you're telling the truth, it's easy, okay? And when I said all those things, I've been doing this a few years, I normally don't get stumbling over my tongue, but when you're talking to someone as talented and beautiful as you, it's easy to describe, and it's difficult to explain.
Sweet.
Well, congratulations on this new book called Recipes for Life, My Memories. Linda, I have to tell you that I am not, as I told you before I went on the air, a chef. I could screw up toast. All right? Believe me, when I love to eat. My wife's a great cook, but I'm clueless. All right? I read this book because you have done something so unique in this book of recipes that in all the years that I've been interviewing people and talking about biographies, autobiographies, and recipe books, you have tied stories to the recipes, and that is so unique that even a schmo like me in the kitchen love this book.
You just made my day by saying that. I'm so appreciative. It took me almost 4 years to do it because I just wanted exactly what you said, someone like you, that even if they didn't want to cook, that they could read it and really love it, so that I could just have, if people loved recipes and didn't want to read about my life, they could just get it.
Right.
So exactly. It worked. I'm so pleased to know it worked. Thank you so much.
Well, I mean it. The other night, we were at a function, a cocktail party, and I was talking about the book, and my wife says, you've never read a recipe book. And I said, I'm actually going into 2.5 teaspoons of this before I can get to the next story. And you know what a life you have led. I mean, you have worked with everybody. You've been with the White House, met the Pope. I mean, you have been through ups and downs, and you talk about it warts and all in this book.
Exactly. I wanted to be really, really honest, and I wanted to get to all the points of my life and share with people, quite frankly, what it's like. People think because you're a television star that you've got this perfect life, that, you know, success and money and fame sort of make you different than everybody else. And I really wanted people to know what goes on in our lives, just like with yours.
I think that's what brings people in, because nobody could picture Linda Evans looking nothing but beautiful and ready to go on stage or on camera. And you talk about running to one room to another in your pajamas to have your hair made up.
My insecurities and fears. Every woman has them, you know. There's nobody born without them. They just maybe cover them better than other people. But I wanted to be honest with it. And I also felt really fortunate that I knew these incredible people like John Wayne, who would give me his recipes and things like that, that I could share truly fabulous things that people can make at home for themselves. You know, it's hard times and people don't have a lot of money.
I really am in awe of how you talk so candidly about your marriages and your loves, and, you know, people like Rock Hudson, who you're on Dynasty with, and currently now with the composer Yanni, a tremendous talent, as you would know, and you're friends with legends, Barbara Stanwyck, John Wayne, as you mentioned, Tony Curtis. These are all people that were in and out of your home.
Right, and I feel fortunate to have known them, and I'm grateful to share all of these things with people. We're 77 million of us baby boomers here. We got a lot to do, a lot to say, and I think it's wonderful because we've got such medical assistance from doctors. I mean, we're going to stay alive a long time.
Yes.
And what are we going to do for the rest of our lives if we just don't reinvent ourselves and find something new to do? And that's why I'm hoping that people will get encouraged to know we don't retire. Maybe we stop doing what we've done, you know, all our lives because we're bored with it, but we could do something else that would be equally stimulating and exciting.
I think I'm in love with you, because I actually have that same philosophy. I had a brother that retired at 62, and I was saying the other day, I said, what do you do? What do you do when you retire at 62? This is not like what I do. This is not heavy lifting, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And do something else, fine, but do nothing, I wouldn't be able to do that. And boy, I tell you, you have really reinvented yourself like crazy over the years.
Well, you know, I have a few times, and I think that we all ought to just get into the habit of doing that. And I think that what's wonderful is for us to inspire each other and to encourage each other to do this kind of thing, you know, because what are we going to do with the rest of our lives if we're not doing this kind of stuff?
No, that's right. By the way, I would like to tell everybody that not only is this format to this book, Linda Evans, Recipes for Life, My Memories, is unique, as we alluded to before, but great color pictures in here, Linda.
Oh, yeah. I had a personal collection of so many photos, and it took me several years to get permissions to use these. Some of them never seen before. That's why I wanted moments with photos, some recipes put in and out of it. I'm quite pleased to hear your response, because it's exactly what I had hoped people would feel.
My only question is, have you ever taken a bad picture? Because, boy, from the pictures in here, it doesn't look like it.
Hey, you think I'm going to put a lousy picture of myself in my book? I'm smarter than that.
Kind of a car buff, too. I like the parts where you talk about going into your dream car. I'm a car fanatic myself. There's so much in here that is so unique. Flying with the Blue Angels and having lunch, you know, with Richard Burton with his tumblers of vodka. And, I mean, it just never ends. Just when you think that there's something missing in your life, you turn the page, and not only is there a recipe, but there's another dimension of your life.
Right, and I wanted to share with people the behind the scenes in Dynasty with John and everybody, the fun we had when we were, you know, when we weren't on camera, and the outrageousness of what we went through. You know, having a career like this and meeting people, and Steve McQueen, my God, what a joy to work with him and watch him, and then, you know, for him to do the things that he's done for me, and it's just Kenny Rogers. I mean, how good does it get? You work with somebody like him, and he has the pizza delivered to your room at night because he knows you're an equal fanatic of pizza as he was.
Yes, unbelievable. And when you think about John Wayne giving you his very special Duke's crab dip. I mean, when you think of the Duke, you don't think of his crab dip. You know what I'm saying?
No, but he liked to eat.
Yeah.
He liked to drink, and he drank tequila with a worm.
Oh, yeah.
I had never seen that before. I was like, oh, my God, are we serious? But, hey, it was great time spent with people that, you know, are no longer here. Barbara Stammack, my God, for her to not only to work with her for the years that I got to work with her, but when my mom passed, she put her arm around me and said, I'll be your mom now, and took care of me and was just there for me. I mean, she'd call me up. She'd say, okay, Audra. She'd call me Audra all my life, no matter what. I was Audra till the day she died. Never Linda. Never called me Linda ever. And she was so thrilled when I got Dynasty. She says, now you're wearing the clothes I like. You know, now you look good. And she used to call me up. I like that show where you did that thing.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I kind of like what you wore there on the Big Valley. I had my own illusions about that, believe me.
You know, that was Nolan Miller, too. He did the clothes even then. My God. I mean, talk about.
No, he was terrific. Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, I know that you are on a horrendously busy schedule, but if you ever get the time to come back with us, I would love to have you. Certainly, if you're down in Orlando, I'd love to have you as a guest. You're not only beautiful, but talented and a nice, nice lady. And the book is called Linda Evans, Recipes for Life, My Memories. And the nice part about it is, as Linda and I discussed, this is a book of memories and recipes, so it reaches everybody. You've done a heck of a job here.
Thank you. I will definitely see you if I come to Orlando.
Oh, that'd be great. And keep that baby boomer spirit up, Linda.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. The beautiful Linda Evans has been our guest. What a classy lady and sensational looks and a remarkable career. And her new book is out right now. We're going to pause for a second. We'll be back with more. Live all across the nation and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi Today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. We're live all across the USA and around the world. We've interviewed over 19,000 people on the show, and I am sorry to say that he's only been on once. We got to get William Devane back on. Joining us right now is William Devane. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Good, Ron. Thank you. That's very nice. Lovely introduction.
I think the memorable role as John F. Kennedy in The Missiles of October, I think of all the actors who have ever played JFK, you were the most convincing part that you did there and won an Emmy nomination for it.
Yeah, it was a while back, but and I was also the first, actually, I think, to, you know, and the material was phenomenal, you know, had a lot of positives going for me back then when we did that one, but there's been a couple of good ones. Kinnear did a really good job, I thought, in that Kennedy thing. And
yeah, I thought he did too, but you had the look at everything. You captured it, as you've done with so many things. Your role on Knots Landing, a great season with 24, Live Another Day. Now you're working on a new project, and it's called 50 to 1. It's the story of Mind That Bird in the 2009 Kentucky Derby.
It was a lot of fun to do. I mean, I've had horses all my life, so I mean, I got three right here that I'm going to start riding in an hour. But so it was really great fun for me to be involved with the horses, you know, and we spent 8 days at Churchill Downs shooting right there at the track, and Calvin Burrell, of course, plays the jockey, and he plays himself in the movie. It was just, you know, unbelievable amount of fun, you know, and it's a great story. We bought footage from the from NBC for the that was on television, and the blimp shot of that horse coming through that pack to win by 4 lengths is just unbelievable. It's really good. The movie's great. I love it.
I think it's going to be sensational. I'm anxious to see it. I really am. And, you know, you had the opportunity not only having some very good roles, but working with some extremely well-known people over the years. You started off, and this, I think, was great. You went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City and did The Merchant of Venice and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. These are outstanding presentations. I mean, you have never really left the scene. And I'm going to quote something here that somebody said that I thought was pretty cool. And that is that when you go on stage, he dominates the stage like a bank robber with a gun. And you know what? That's true, Bill. That really is.
Yeah. So much fun on the stage in The Merchant of Venice. That was like the first thing I did for Joe Pappas at the New York Shakespeare Festival. And, of course, Shylock was played by George C. Scott, who I hung around with for like 10 years. He was an incredible actor. So, you know, you have mentors. You have people in front of you who you get to emulate, you know. So, certainly George, when he went on the stage, he was 6 bank robbers, you know.
Yeah.
So it was great fun. It was great fun. I was really incredibly lucky to be able to, you know, work with so many wonderful people. Marathon Man with Dustin and Lawrence Olivier, you know. I mean, it's just incredible. Vanessa Redgraves and Yanks. Always been around really good people, and that's, you know. And in this movie, you know, Skeet Ulrich is great. It plays Chip Woolley, the trainer, that if you remember it back when it was on television in 2009, he had broke his leg on his way there. So he was, you know, crippled and hanging around with a big cast and crutches and everything and all that mud at Churchill Downs. He does a great job in it, you know.
What was it like doing Family Plot and being with Alfred Hitchcock? I mean, that had to be an experience that you'll never forget.
Yeah, it was great. You know, I actually replaced an actor four or five weeks in. Somebody he didn't get along with, and so they asked me if I would do it, and I said, yeah, sure. Are you kidding? Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, sure.
But he was fun to be around, you know, and it was like working at a bank. Mm-hmm. You went to work at 9 o'clock in the morning, you went home 4 in the afternoon. He didn't waste any time. He had it all laid out. It was all storyboarded. He knew exactly what he was going to do, and it was great. And he told the most incredible stories every day at lunchtime. I would sit with him, and, you know, the actors would sit around with him, and he always had these fabulous stories. His wife was a close personal friend of George Bernard Shaw's.
Wow.
He would tell all these unbelievable stories. But he was a great guy to be. That was his last movie.
Yeah. It was the last final cut. Now, you born in Albany, New York, very near where I grew up, Pennsylvania. But if you didn't get into this business, which would have been a very big fault for all of us if you didn't get into it, because we wouldn't have enjoyed thousands of hours of your talent. But what would you have done?
Yeah, apprentice electrician when I left town, and that wasn't going to work for me. You know, I don't know what the hell I would have done, you know.
You know, you have played so many government roles and presidents that I don't know if you've ever considered working in the political arena, running for office, because certainly have all of the trappings of being a politician from the standpoint of image-wise. But you said, graduating from high school with 9 shop credits, and here I am playing the educated highbrow Commander-in-Chief John F. Kennedy. I bet you 10-1 that if you ran for governor or vice president, people would say, hey, we got to elect this guy. He's very convincing.
As I often say, Ron, if I even understood politics, I'd own my own jet.
Let me tell you something. People in politics don't understand politics.
I get it, boy. Well, that's not for me. But I've been fortunate, you know. I keep playing these supposedly either bankers or lawyers or, you know, I don't get it, but that's what they hire me to play. I guess it's because when you start out, you know, and your first big thing is playing JFK, of course, Mrs. October, everybody thinks that's where you're coming from.
Sure, absolutely. I'm going to digress. Being a fellow in the entertainment business and in the commercial business for many, many years, far more than I probably want to remember, you do a sensational job in selling gold and silver. It is so convincing. One time with the airplane, one time with the horses, your father said to buy land, you got these great scenes that you're standing in front of. I mean, I just want to go out and buy gold and silver, Bill. I mean, you are so doggone convincing. I need you selling my radio show. You could sell anything.
There you go. We just did 5 new ones, which should start coming on. I've done so many of them. But I've had, you know, the people are really good that I work with, and I must say, I wish when I get up in the morning, I look in the mirror, I look half as good as I look when they, you know, shoot those commercials. Really nice doing it. The people are really nice, and called one day and said, would you be interested? I said, sure. What the heck?
You do a great job at that. Well, William, I'm going to ask you a favor, okay? And I meant this sincerely. In years that we've done this, I think we've only been having you on the show one time, and that's when I wanted to call Wendy and say, Wendy, you need to bring William Devane back on. He's terrific. I mean, he's just as hot today as he was 40 years ago. And just don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you come back again. You're a great guest.
Yeah, no, I'd love to come back. Listen, until 24 came out, half of them thought I was dead. So it's nice to know that I'm working again a little bit more, and it's fun, you know. And I mean, I'd rather be up fishing, obviously, which is what I'm doing in Montana right now. Once it starts to snow, I want to go to work.
Yeah, there you go. Do you ever get down to Orlando?
You know, I haven't been down to Florida. Once in a while, I go down to Wellington because I've been doing polo for so long that I have a lot of friends. So sometimes I come down in April for the U.S. Open. But other than that, I haven't been to Florida in a while.
Well, if you do, make it a point, let us know, and so we can get together.
Come by and see you. Really?
Yes. We don't have no horses here. We've got a lot of dogs, but that's another story and another thing. It's an older neighborhood.
Right.
Bill, thanks again. I really appreciate it. I look forward to having you back.
Thanks, Ron. Take care, man.
You too, my friend. Actor William Devane has been a guest. I have always enjoyed his work. He's a very convincing actor, nice man, and really good at selling gold. We do want to remind you that you can visit our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to that site, on the homepage, there's an icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And stick around. We're just getting started. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA News Update. The CDC changing the guidelines. If you get COVID, you do not have to lock yourself away for 5 days, but you should stay at home and away from others until at least 24 hours after symptoms get better and you don't have a fever without medication. President Joe Biden said the U.S. is reaching out with help for the people of the Gaza Strip. He talked about what he called the tragic and alarming event in North Gaza, where more than 100 people died as they rushed food aid trucks and Israeli forces guarding those trucks opened fire. Michelle Traconis, who stood trial in connection with the disappearance of Jennifer Doulos, her live-in boyfriend's estranged wife, has been found guilty on all counts. Traconis' sentencing set for May 31st. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest has been on our show several times over the past 33 years, and she's quite a lady. Believe it or not, that girl just turned 85 years old. She looks and sounds terrific. Of course, her famous father, Danny Thomas, was not only a big television star and singer, but also the founder of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. You've heard us playing a lot of messages from St. Jude's Hospital on our show over the years, and she's here to talk about a book that she has written that's now in paperback. Joining us right now is one grand lady, Marlo Thomas. Hi, Marlo. How are you?
I'm just great, thanks.
Thank you for joining us again. It's always nice having you here.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that the book now is in paperback.
Right.
And this is great because see up in the right-hand corner that says that you have an opportunity now the next time around to share these great stories that we're going to talk about with other people, and I guess this time not celebrities. So I'm going to be one of the people submitting one of my stories to
you. Oh, fabulous. How fabulous.
I am going to do this. Okay?
Great.
But before we talk about the book, I want to tell you something. I have in front of me Promise Magazine. Now, you know what that is.
Yes.
And I have the spring edition, and you and I have something in common. We were both teenage March captains.
Oh, really?
Get that magazine, okay?
I will.
Get the spring issue on the back page. Perspective?
Yeah.
It's called Broadcasting the Mission, and there's a huge picture of your dad and myself and an article I wrote.
Oh, my gosh.
I met your dad, I think it was back in 1970.
Right.
And we were at a convention down, I believe it was in Cincinnati for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Wow.
And it's a great picture of he and I that I have enlarged on my wall here, talking about the fact that he touched me so much as a result of his efforts for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, and I have to admit that it's probably one of the finer stories that I tell from my career.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
So, Marlo, you got to get that so you can read.
I'm going to. Well, I get it. I just have to find it.
You just find that copy of it, okay? All right.
Great.
The right words at the right time, all the benefits going to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. This is a great idea. You have taken the who's who when it comes to entertainment, sports, politics, and they have told stories that are motivational stories.
Yeah, they're the right words that came to them at the right time, and I knew that everybody would have them. I have some, and that in my foreword to the book, I tell the story of my father giving me the right words, and then I asked all these other famous people if they had them, and it was interesting. We do all carry around with us in our heads some very positive words that help us, and some very negative words that hold us back, and turning the volume on the volume up on the positive words and using them and reminding us about them and figuring out how to deal with the negative words is really one of the things in our lives that we need to do, because they're there and they're going to irritate us and agitate us, so we might as well figure out what to do. I mean, Muhammad Ali told me a story that when he was in school, he had a teacher who told him he never amount to anything, and she said it a lot, and when he won the gold medal at the Olympics, he came back with the gold medal and put it on her desk and said, "Remember me? You said I never amount to anything? Well, I'm something. I'm the greatest in the world." And you think, wow, Muhammad Ali, who's so tough and confident, he actually had that doubt?
Yeah, isn't that great?
It's amazing to know that, because we all think that people who will get to the top of their fields don't have any doubt or fear, but everyone does, and everyone has to deal with it.
You know, this book really, and I think we mentioned this before, I think really runs the whole gamut of emotions. I mean,
Yes. First
of all, it's an incentive to do something. It's motivational. But I have to tell you, sometimes when I read some of these things,
Yes. I
get choked up.
I know.
There's a couple of them that I want you to tell. Would you please tell the Paul McCartney one? Because that's one of them that really chokes me.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, Paul McCartney, the famous Beatle, of course, had just lost his mother, and he was very, very close to her, and he was having a rough time in his life, and a lot of things were pressing on him, and he was confused, and he dreamt about his mother, and in the dream, she said to him, "Paul, just let it be," and he got up from bed and went to the piano and wrote the Let It Be, the famous Let It Be song, and in the song, he's got a line that says, "Mother Mary came to me," and being Catholic, I thought Mother Mary was the Blessed Mother, but in fact, Mary was his mother's name. Yeah, I found that very, very touching. I also found John McCain's story touching about being in a POW camp, and there were several of the men in the camp had devised sort of code that they could speak to each other, because you couldn't talk to each other, but they could speak to each other through tapping on the walls, and you know that so many taps would mean what letter of the alphabet it was, and it was getting time for Christmas, and they were all very depressed because they were stuck in this POW camp, and one of the guys, his name was Ernie, was in the cell next to him, and he tapped on the wall, "We'll be home for Christmas next year. God bless America."
Oh, man.
And they all cried, and they all knew that, you know, they all had faith that they would get home next year.
Gosh, unbelievable. Now, when we talk about the ones that have a motivational tinge to it, it's yours.
yours.
Yeah, well, mine is really a good story. Because,
it's a great story.
Yeah, and it really did inspire the book because a man had written me and asked me if I would send his daughter, who was about to turn 16, a story for her birthday that might be and guide her and be inspiring to her. And I remember the time when I was around 17 and I was struggling to be an actress, and I got a big break of playing Gigi in a summer stock production. And I was all excited about it, and I was sort of flabbergasted that people started comparing me to my father. You know, I was prepared for them to say I was Danny Thomas's daughter. I just didn't think they were going to say, you know, is she as good as her father? Will she last as long as Danny Thomas? It scared me to death. And I went to my father and I said, Daddy, I love you, but I don't want to be a Thomas anymore. I'm going to change my name and run away from all this. And he said to me, I raised you to be a thoroughbred. And thoroughbreds run their own races. They don't look at any of the other horses. They just wear their blinders and they run. And that's what you have to do. Don't look at me or anybody else. You just run your own race. And that really, you know, he could have said, don't listen to those people. They're silly, you know. But instead, he said something that really stuck with me visually and emotionally my whole life. And that's what inspired me to ask other people. And so I hope that your listeners, you know, so many of your the people who read the book wrote me and told me which stories they liked and all. And then they told me the right words in their lives. Mm-hmm. We decided that this next volume of the book would be stories from people across the country. So I hope that your listeners will write to me online at rightwordsbooks.com or write to me at Atria Books, 1230 Avenue of the Americas in New York. Or if you buy the paperback, which just came out the other day, on the last couple of pages, it tells you all about how to enter. And if you read the stories, it helps you. It kind of inspires you to look for the stories inside of you.
Marlo, what is the deadline for the next book that you're planning with
Just It starts now, and it closes the 16th. So you have from now to 16th, but you should get started right away.
Actually, you know, the last time you and I chatted about this, I said, other than Jay Leno, I didn't notice any radio talk show host in there. So I said, I'm going to send you a letter. Now, this gives me the exact excuse I was looking for to get
all
a
right.
letter over to you now.
So send me your story of the right words.
I got a couple of them out there. You know,
good.
We failed to mention the introduction. You know, we've talked about the book so many times. But, you know, you have won 4 Emmys, a Peabody Award. You were inducted in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. You know, your great television series, That Girl, still lives in infamy, if you will, as does Make Room for Daddy. I was watching it the other night on a PBS station.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
great, which only goes to prove one thing. When you have something that's done well, its life is perpetual.
It does. It lives on,
yeah.
And especially if it touches a nerve in people. You know, That Girl was the first single girl. My Father was a show about a real father who wasn't just sort of a pretend stick figure, but a really real father that argued and carried on and cried and, you know, was a real person.
I love the one where he goes out to his wife's friends and they don't recognize him, and he thinks that they're going to want him to do a charity.
Oh, right.
He, you know, and he said, I do this, but I don't want to do it here. And they said, well, you can sell tickets or something else. I love that routine.
That was funny. Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you something, Marlo. You are a class act.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Please, if you get a chance to look in your archives, grab that promise from Spring.
I definitely will.
You get a chance. Now, I want to tell you, and I was about 19, 20 years old, so I don't look quite that way now, but it's a great picture of myself and your dad, and I admired him very much, and I still remember what he actually said to me. That's staggering. I can't believe I actually remember the conversation.
That's so nice. Thank you so much.
Well, the name of the book is The Right Words at the Right Time. It's now in paperback. It is in stores as we speak. It is fabulous reading, and it's a must-buy, not only for your own pleasure, but the fact that all of the proceeds of this book goes to the great St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, founded by Danny Thomas.
Marlo, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marlo. It's always a delight talking with you, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a nice lady.
From a real show business family, her father was, of course, Danny Thomas, and her husband is Phil Donahue. They've been married a long, long time. Nice couple, and if you get a chance, please consider giving to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. We support that hospital so much, located in Memphis, Tennessee. To give you a little background about St. Jude's and how I got involved, many years ago, St. Jude's would go into different radio station markets, and they would pick a disc jockey who was relatively well-known by the teenagers in the town, and they would select that DJ to lead a march on a specific day to raise awareness and money for St. Jude's. And I was fortunate to be chosen as one in my hometown, and that's how I got so involved with it. And that was way, way back in the late 60s, and I haven't let go of being part of that organization till this very day. They're doing great things there, and Danny Thomas made a promise to St. Jude that if he made it in show business, he would dedicate a facility to helping children with childhood cancer. And it has flourished for more than 60 years. And if you get a chance chance, check their website, stjudes.com. Want to remind everybody that you can check out our website, ronseggi.com, R-O-N-S-E-G-G-I.com. We're going to pause for a moment, but there's more to come right here with Ron Seggi today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ron Seggi. We're back on the show, live all across the USA and around the world. And I always enjoy when our next guest is with us. She is a delightful lady, a very attractive person, and talented. You got to be kidding me. This girl's got more talent than you can imagine. Joining us right now, and she does a list of things that are from here to Cleveland. I'm in Orlando, but of course, her venture is Dancing with the Stars. She's one of the co-judges, Carrie Ann Inaba. Hi, Carrie Ann. How are you?
How are you? It's good to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you, too. I always say that I'm going to play the Holly song, Carrie Ann, and I forget to do that, you know?
Hey,
that?
Carrie Ann, what's your game?
Does anybody know? Well, congratulations on yet another season of Dancing with the Stars, and one that I think is really going to plow in the viewers this time around, Carrie Ann. I really mean that.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we started with 16, which is more than we've ever had before. It's a lot of people out there, which means a lot of dancing, which is the way we like it. So I'm having a great time.
You need a radio talk show host out there.
Oh, well, you better. How's your moves?
My moves are great, but I was thinking about Rush Limbaugh.
Oh.
I don't want to get involved. I'll just watch and promote it, okay?
Let him make
the fool out of himself. He's used to that.
I have no comment.
Okay. Well, apparently I do. But tell us about something that is very, very close to your heart that you're working on, breast cancer. And you had this strike very, very close to home last year, and you're throwing all of your efforts and your talent and your notoriety into awareness. And I think that's fantastic.
Well, thank you so much. It means a lot to me that you're allowing me to speak about this. My mom, Patty, was diagnosed with breast cancer. So suddenly we were in the middle of breast cancer. And first of all, that I have to do something. You know, you can't stand aside. It's one in every eight women will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and that's a huge, staggering statistic. But there's another statistic that I want everybody to be aware of, which is if it's detected early, the five-year survival rate is 98%.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's huge. So I'm working with the National Breast Cancer Foundation, and our goal is to educate women about the importance of creating an early detection plan and sticking with it. So they have this great website that you can go to for resources, and it tells you all about it and helps you create this plan. It's mypinkplan.com. My mom is in remission right now, and actually I'm going to go see her tomorrow. I can't wait to see her. It's been so busy, I haven't seen her in like over 2 months.
Well,
I need to see her. I need my mom fixed.
No, yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I've had this hit very close to my family. My sister-in-law passed away a few years ago from breast cancer at a very young age, and her daughter, who was just 40, lost her fight for breast cancer. But I think both cases, it was a situation that it was not detected early enough.
Okay. Yes, you see, so that is the importance. You know, we have come so far. Our medical advances, our technological advances have taken us to a new place so that if you do detect it early, which you can do with monthly self-exams, those ones are so important. You check every month at home. If you do that as well as your mammograms, your survival rate goes up to 98%. So if you don't know how to do that and want to learn, mypinkplan.com has more information.
You know, there are people out there that don't have, unfortunately, and this is in the news, the insurance to do it. How do you get around that? Because I'm sure that there are women listening to our voices right now that say, I would like to do it, but I can't afford it. And money standing in the way of health is bad.
Well, you know what? The National Breast Cancer Foundation is actually committed to help women and provide mammograms for those in need. So if you go to this website, you'll be able to find out a lot more information and ways that you too can get your mammograms. It is important, and you're right about what you're talking about. If you go to mypinkplan.com, it'll direct you to all the places that you need to go that will be very helpful for this. We're trying to make it simpler for everybody so they can get the education that they need.
Carrie Ann, how do you do this in conjunction with everything else you do? I mean, you not only are, you know, very active in the area that we're talking about right now at the National Breast Cancer Foundation, but your duties on Dancing with the Stars is unbelievable. But you choreograph a ton of stuff. I don't know if people really know this, but, you know, you do American Idol, So You Think You Can Dance. You did the dance war with your buddy Bruno. You have done so many things. In fact, did you not just have a ballroom dance spectacular last year?
Yeah, actually, it's still playing in New York. For any of your listeners who are in New York, you should go check out Burn the Floor. It's a new Broadway dance extravaganza. So if you're not into the storylines that they have on Broadway, you can go see Burn the Floor, and it's a show that I produced. I'm one of the producers on a huge creative team, and it's a huge honor to be working with them. And so if you like Dancing with the Stars and you like the ballroom dancing, you should go check out the show because it's so much fun. In fact, I'm going to go tonight, so I'm very excited.
Yeah. Wow. Now, motion pictures, you've been in Showgirls, Flintstones, Monster Mash, a lot of stuff, Boys and Girls, and a former correspondent for Extra. You also do some work with a dear friend of mine, Lisa Gibbons, Memory Foundation for Alzheimer's.
Yes, I do a lot of work with as many foundations as I can where I can still make a difference, because if you do too many, you sort of lose quality control. Lisa Gibbons is one of the first people who actually reached out to me when I first came into Hollywood, and she asked me to work at one of her events, and I basically taught a class for all these patients with Alzheimer's and their caregivers, just to kind of give them a release. So we basically just had a big old disco party.
Wow.
So it wasn't a lot of work, and that's why it's so easy for me to do.
Now, you were born and raised in Honolulu, okay?
Yes.
When you mentioned about visiting your mom, are you going to Hawaii, or is she in the States now? Oh, wait a minute, what am I saying? Is she in the States? Hawaii is a state.
She became a state.
I got to get with it, man. I got to tell you. I remember when Arizona was first brought into the statehood.
Love it. No, you know what? My mom actually now lives in New York.
Oh, okay.
So I'm lucky. My dad still lives in Hawaii. I get to go back to Hawaii, and then I get to come here in New York and see my mom. I've got the best of both worlds.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Yes.
That's great country out there, too. It really is. On Dancing with the Stars, do you ever make predictions beforehand, or would you just rather stay far away from predicting something that you might have to, let's say, eat crow later for?
Well, you know, it's so difficult to make predictions. I'm going to say that there are a lot of interesting people, though. This group of casting is very diverse and very eclectic. This is a long journey. Oftentimes, the performers don't win when it comes push comes to shove at the very end.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen. We'll have to see. An experience that I never would have had I not been, you know, granted the position of a judge on Dance with the Stars. So I'm very grateful.
You know, you are so diplomatic. It's unbelievable. You know, the bottom line is that I would never want to do what you're doing as a judge. I always say that judges have the toughest job. And the two hosts this year are Alfonso Ribeiro and Julianne Hough. The easiest job of all, right? Hey, hello, everybody, and goodbye, everybody, right? You are the difference between success and failure. I wouldn't want to be in that predicament. But you are so diplomatic, you ought to be in politics, you know?
Oh, no, thank you. I'll stay far away from that.
Well, let's give that website again, which is pretty cool, I think. MyPinkPlan.com. Yeah. Go to that. Really, it involved periodic checks for breast cancer. And I really appreciate, Carrie Ann, what you're doing here. You're a classy lady, and send your mother my love, okay?
Well, thank you so much for letting me spread the word with you.
Carrie, you can come here anytime. You know
thank
that. You don't need an invitation.
Oh, big hug.
Okay.
Oh.
Feels good. Thanks, Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann and Abba from Dancing with the Stars, now in yet another season, Tuesday nights on ABC. And you know, Carrie, you and I have been talking about playing a Holly song for you for the past several years. Well, here's one you might recognize.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this past hour, and they include actress Linda Evans, actor William Devane, Marlo Thomas, and from Dancing with the Stars, Carrie Ann Inaba. Next hour, Charlie Vert will be joining us. He was the publicist for Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show for almost 30 years, and this past October 1st marked the 61st anniversary of Johnny taking over that show back in October of 1962. John Cypher from the Smithsonian Channel will be joining us, and then our lifestyle segment. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.